man, nah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to put you onto the girl in my 9 a.m. class. She's tall, pretty, and she speaks 3 different languages. Dude, what do you mean? You don't want me to put you on? She literally asked me about you, bro. You wouldn't even need to try. She already wants you. How old is she? Dude, she's the same age as us. Of course. Don't tell me you're still doing that whole MILF hunter shit. I hate to break it to you, bro, but you're not going to find a woman over 30 an intro to psychology. Maybe the teacher, but she's married, so that's out of the picture, man. What do you see in older women anyway? I mean, yeah, they're hot, but every older woman I've come across wanted you to call them mommy and would baby you. I'm not trying to be nobody's good boy. Hey, I won't yuck your yum, but good luck finding what you're looking for. Every older woman I know is married.
Ah, look who's here. My 2 favorite boys.
Except for my mom. Mom! Where are your clothes?
Don't yell at me for being underdressed in my own home. You were the one who brought a surprise guest. Besides, it's just a towel, and I have a bikini on underneath. See? Your friend doesn't seem to have a problem at all. Now do you, sweet boy?
Please, close it.
Stop acting so uptight. You see, sweetheart, he forgets when I popped him out, we were both naked.
Yeah, and that was over 2 decades ago, Mom.
Well, you're going to have to get over it because you're going to be seeing this body our entire trip. Oh, by the way, did Brian tell you? We're going on a ski trip this coming weekend. He didn't tell you. Well, perfect, because that means I get to tell you. It's all-inclusive, beautiful, beautiful snowy mountaintop with this gorgeous, secluded wooden cabin in the base. What was it, sweetheart, at the base of the hill the last time we went? Yes. Oh, and all the alcohol you could ever ask for. And it comes with a heated pool and a mega-sized jacuzzi big enough to fit a family. I know. I'm so excited. Wait a minute. Hey, do you want to come?
Whatever happened to that guy you're seeing? The one that's supposed to be going? What's his name? Malik.
Ugh, don't bring up his name. I finally told him my son was coming, and guess what? He blocked me.
You didn't tell him you have kids?
I did. Well, I didn't really have to. It's on my dating profiles. But I guess people don't actually read those. They just see a hot picture and match. It's whatever. His loss. So, if you want to come, there's room for one more. I'm sure Brian would love to have his best friend there.
Yeah, dude, you should.
Oh, please, sweetheart, no. You could never be a bother. The spot was going to be empty anyway, so just come on.
Yeah, you've got a week off anyway. Come with us. If you don't, I'll be stuck hanging with my mom all week.
Oh, as if time with your mother is oh so bad. Hey, our flight leaves tomorrow at 5 p.m. EST. We're flying out of D.C., Ronald Reagan, Terminal 2, okay? I'll have Brian send you the boarding pass details once I have it changed over to your name, okay, sweetheart? Okay. Well, if you boys need anything, I'll be upstairs packing and changing your ticket details. I'll see you all later, okay?
Delta passengers, we are now boarding zone 6.
Where is your friend? They're calling our group. Oh, I hope he didn't oversleep. Oh my gosh. You're here! Oh gosh, you startled me. I didn't hear you coming up behind us.
Hey, dude, you came right on time.
I was worried you weren't going to make it. They're calling our group now. Come on.
Hello, thank you for choosing Delta. May I scan your boarding pass, please? Hello, thank you for choosing Delta. May I scan your boarding pass, please?
Thank you.
Hello, thank you for choosing Delta. May I scan your boarding pass, please?
We're 15A through C. Here we are. Here, let me get your bags and put them away. You two get situated. No, it's okay. I mean, what's a mommy for if not to take care of her sweet boys?
You see what I mean? The babying. I can put away my own bag.
Ugh. You'll at least let me put away your bag, right, sweetheart? Thank you. What a good boy you are. You know, sometimes a woman just likes to feel needed, you know? There we go. This row is... it's a little tight. Oh, probably should have upgraded. Oh. See, it's not too uncomfortable. Is it uncomfortable for you?
Excuse me. That's my seat you're in.
This seat?
No, the one he's sitting in.
Yeah, you're in my seat, dude. But I could have sworn we had seats A through C. Hold on. Let me check the boarding. Oh my god, no. I booked seats A, B, and... damn it, E. Would you mind switching seats with my son? It's just we're traveling as a family.
Yeah, sorry. I chose the aisle seat for a reason. You know, I have to use the bathroom like a lot. Got bad bladder issues, so... nah, I mean, I can't switch to a middle seat. Besides, you see these long legs? I kinda need the room.
Here, no. You two stay here. How about I switch seats with you, sweetheart? That way you and your friend can ride together.
Nah, it's okay. I got this assignment I have to finish before midnight tonight anyway, so y'all just stay here. The separation will help me focus.
Are you sure, sweetheart? It's really no problem.
I'm fine, Mom. And please stop calling me sweetheart in public.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, it's cool.
He's changed so much, you know. Won't even let me call him anything else besides his first name. Promise me you'll never change on me, okay? I need at least one good boy left in my life. Hey, I'm really happy you're coming with us on this trip. Yeah, I haven't had any one-on-one time with you in a minute. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with my favorite boy. I'm excited to get to know what new is going on in that pretty little head of yours. Oh, would you like a neck pillow and eye mask for the trip? Come on, of course I brought you one. I am a mother, silly boy. I'm always planning ahead. Where is it? I have a specific color one for you. Ah, here it is. I figured since, you know, it was last minute, you would forget to bring one for yourself, which is why I remembered for you. No, here. Let me handle it, okay? There you go. All comfy? Good to know. Now, try to get some sleep on this flight, okay, sweetheart? We've got a busy schedule ahead of us. Oh my. When you reached up to adjust your eye mask, I felt your hands. They're so cold. Here, just let me take care of that. Do you remember when you were little and you'd come in with cold hands and I'd give you those hot hand pouches to rub between your fingers? Yeah, well, I don't have any of those on me today. But I do have the next best thing. Here, you just... sit your hands between my thighs, okay? Oh, come on, I do it all the time when I'm cold. And after I had a hysterectomy, my body threw itself into menopause, so I run pretty hot almost all the time now. Feel for yourself. It's warm between my thighs, isn't it? My thick thighs just sucking you in and holding you so tight. Nice and warm between me. I can feel your fingers trying to get comfortable between my legs. Here, how about I move you in deeper? Get you nice and deep between my warm thighs. And maybe I'll rub my thighs together. A little bit. Is this helping? It's getting your hands nice and hot. Good. Now you just relax and go to sleep, okay?
I'll keep you warm inside me.
If I have my directions right, the cabin should be up this road. Ah, here it is. God, this is so beautiful. Look how bright this is. Hold on, we have to park, we have to park, we have to park. Sweetheart, you bring the bags in. Ugh, I need a shower.
Mom, what did I say about sweetheart?
Well, it's a good thing I wasn't talking to you. Now, was I? I was talking to my sweet boy. Here, can you bring the bags in, please? These arms, they're way too tired to carry anything else. You know, when you have a kid, fatigue hits you pretty hard. I'll see you boys inside, okay?
Thank God you came on this trip. I would have had to deal with her babying for a whole week. But dude, this trip is gonna be fun. You know, the slopes are basically a meet and greet with a whole bunch of hot chicks from all over looking for a good time. And hey, you know what that means. Oh, I forgot. You don't like hot chicks. You like old women. Oh, man, I was just kidding. But dude, old women and MILFs are basically the same thing. Huh? Dude, my mom is not a MILF. And don't speak on her like that, dude. That's gross. She's basically your mom, too, with how often you're over. That'd be like me calling your mom a MILF. And you wouldn't want to hear that shit. Bro, ew, la 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 la. I don't want to hear that shit. You can have all the babying you want. Besides, dude, she likes men her age, so you're wasting your time. Speaking of her, here. You can carry in her 60-pound bag of clothes, her two purses, and her carry-on.
Her room is the one on the left, down the hallway, across the kitchen.
Brian? Brian, is that you? Oh my god. Sweetheart, I'm so sorry. I thought I had the door locked. I'm just changing out of my clothes for my shower. I'm so sorry. I could have sworn I locked the door behind me. What? Are those my bags in your hand? Oh, thank you so much, sweet boy. Here, let me throw on a towel. Oh my god. Oh, goodness me. You can uncover your eyes now. God, you know, they could warm a building with the heat radiating off of your face right now. Look at you. Oh my gosh, my apologies, dear. I wasn't expecting anyone to just walk in, especially not you, but I guess it can't be helped now. You can leave the bags over there by the dresser. Thank you, sweet boy. Hey, before you go, could you be a dear and maybe massage my shoulders? All that time on the plane has really tensed me up. I could use a good deep muscle massage before my shower. You will? Oh, thank you so much, honey. Oh, I can always depend on you, at least. Here. I'll lay down for you. You won't get spooked if I drop my towel a bit, will you? It's just so you can have easier access to my shoulders, that's all. Not like it'll matter anyway. You've already accidentally seen all of me, so not like there's anything left to hide. Maybe that was too soon of a joke. A little too on the nose. Oh, I see you're laughing. Okay. Good to know you're not so much of a tight ass like my son. I love a good boy that can take a joke. Oh, yes, right there. You know, your hands are like butter on my skin, so smooth. Just a little deeper, please. Yes, just like that. Just make sure you squeeze right here. It's so tight. Thank you, sweet boy. You're doing so good for me. That's enough. Thank you so much. Oh, look at me. I feel so nimble. I feel like I can do a cartwheel right now. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so used to kissing my son on the cheek when he does something nice for me. My apologies. Though, it doesn't look like you mind like he would, so how about another? For the road. I'm gonna go shower now. See you at the slopes.
All right, remember, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to go pizza, then French fry. Pizza, then French fry. Those are the important ingredients when it comes to skiing. Make sure your goggles are on tight. You really don't want them flying off in the middle of your ski trip. It could injure someone behind you if it gets in their way. And then your eyes would dry out from the cold wind rushing in. And
excuse me.
Ma'am, yes?
Can those of us that have already been through the intro course head along?
Absolutely. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Come on, Brian.
Okay,
come
on, everyone else is staying behind. If you don't already have a tandem partner, please find one. If you need them,
don't worry. I'll be glad to volunteer
myself as your tandem partner.
But there's nothing like learning from someone with a lot of experience. That girl looks your age. She couldn't possibly teach you what I can. I've been skiing for over 15 years now, okay? Trust me. I'm a master. There's nothing a refined woman like me can't show you. Come on, I'll be your ride along. Yeah, we can ride tandem. I made sure to bring special skis because I knew this was your first time. And who better to break you in than me, right? You trust me, don't you? Good boy. Now come on. You get in the front, and I'll latch myself onto you from behind. Now I'm going to strap us together. Now, I'm going to reach around and hold on to you real tight. Think of it like a big hug from behind. Now, let's walk slowly over to the end of the hill. Good job. We're not going to start big first, no. We don't want to scare you now, would we? Mm-mm. Now, you just follow my lead, okay? I'm gonna take you really slow, all right? Good boy. Now when I open my legs for you like this, that's called pizza, or triangle, whatever. Then, when I straighten out like this, that's called French fry. Now, let's go down the hill, okay? Inch by inch. There you go. No, you're doing so good for me, sweetheart. But I can't help but feel the tension in your legs. You're really stiff, aren't you? Loosen up for me, baby. Here, why don't I reach around and massage the tension out of these thighs? Hmm? Of course this is necessary, baby. I can't have you getting all tense on me and then we both fall over. Don't you worry. You just focus on opening up those legs for me into the pizza stance. And I'll massage your inner thighs. Getting in there nice and hard for you. How does that feel, sweet boy? Are my hands making you feel good? Easing that tension between your legs? Good. Now, I want you to go faster down the hill, but I can already tell with how you've tensed up before that you're gonna tense up again going fast, so I'm gonna massage you faster to keep up with the speed, okay? No, go. Don't worry, I got you. Mommy's got you. Oh, sorry. Oh my, slip of the tongue. But ew, You didn't flinch at that. Usually when I accidentally call myself mommy to my son, oh, he gets so angry, but you don't seem to mind. So it's okay? You want to call me mommy? Oh, then, let mommy take care of this stiff tension between these legs while you go down. Oh! Oh! Ow! Ow! Oh my gosh, no, we fell over.
What's going on over here?
Just trying to go tandem with him. He's doing the best he can. Come on, sweetheart. Let's try again. Boys, come get in. The water's fine.
Mom, you are way too drunk to be in the hot tub. You're gonna fall asleep and, like, drown.
Drunk? You think I'm drunk? I'll have you know, raising you was more of a hangover than any alcohol could do to me, so I'll be fine. Come join me. I don't want to be alone in here. It's so big. It's meant to be shared.
Dude, could you do me a solid and watch my mom in the hot tub? I met this super hot foreign chick from, I think, like, Estonia, Yugoslavia. Something European and sexy. Please, do me this favor. I will be in your debt for whatever. Yes! Thanks, bro. Good looking out.
Hey, Mom, I'm really tired from all the skiing, so... I
think I'm just gonna hit the hay, you know? Just... You're gonna hang, right, dude? Just... Bet. Night, Mom.
Good night, sweetheart.
Stop calling me sweetheart.
And then there were two. Come inside. I promise I don't bite. I might nibble a little, but no, not enough to hurt. No. Let me guess. My son left you here to babysit me, didn't he? He's so uptight, you know? You see, that's why I'm so happy you came. You're so open and adventurous. I've been having such a good time with you on this trip. You've been so much fun. Oh, hey, don't let me hog all the fun. Would you like a drink? They have the most amazing champagne selection, flown in from Italy. So refined. Let me pour you a small shot, just so you can get a taste. Here, no. Tilt your head back. Let me feed it to you. You've got to take it down nice and slow. You can't rush it, you know? You can really savor the taste that way. Now lean your head back and open wide. Good boy. Now sit up. Tasty, isn't it? Now you do me. I'll lean my head back and open my mouth for you. You just spill it down my throat. Thank you, honey. You know, being close to you like this, I'm seeing something new in you. Your eyes, they have the most beautiful sparkle under this moonlight. I bet you're knocking the girls dead on campus, aren't you? No? No, come on, you're lying. A handsome man like you. I say those girls don't know what they're missing out on. Any woman would be lucky to spend even a night with you. Hell, I know I feel special. So you really don't have a girlfriend? Not even someone you're talking to, or what do you kids call it today? A situationship. Easy, when I was young, we just called those friends with benefits. You don't even have something like that? Wait, so... are you a virgin? No, there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's just surprising, that's all. You're such a nice boy, I just don't get it. Yeah, as always, the good ones like you that get left behind. But who cares? There's no rush anyway. Besides, girls your age hardly know what they're looking for anyway. Trust me, it'll take another 10 years before any of the girls around you have a straight head on what exactly it is they want. That's why I love being the age I am. Lots of people would think that older women are always dreaming and reminiscing on their younger years, but no, that's really not true. I wouldn't trade being this mature and sexy for anything. I know exactly what I want, I know exactly how I like it, and I know exactly when I want it. What do I want now? How about you take a guess? I'm sorry, did that catch you off guard? It's just, I don't know, I felt like that was the signal you were giving me. You got so close to my face. Oh my god, maybe my son is right. Maybe I have had a bit too much to drink. But, I don't know, it doesn't look like you have a problem at all, actually. Did you actually want me to kiss you? Really? Okay. Just waste your time. Let a master show you how it's done. Don't worry about my son. He's knee deep in some foreign girl's mattress. He's not coming back anytime soon. Yeah, I may be drunk, but I still have ears, and I heard what he told you. You have some fun tonight, too. Be a good boy. Let mommy take care of you. I'll start you off nice and slow with my hand. Jesus. Ooh, a cock like this, I can't believe I'm the first person to have a hand on it. You know, if we weren't in the hot tub right now, I'd get on my knees and take you in my mouth. Oh, but it's too bad. My hand will suffice, alright? Okay.
just let mommy stroke you. Nice and soft. Under the water. Feel my hand caress and pull on your cock for the first time. Aren't you glad it's me teaching you this? Instead of some young broad with no experience? I can show you so many ways. Like this. Taking one hand to rub the tip of this oh-so-aching cock, while my other hand works your shaft. Here, actually, let me reposition. Get in front of you. And then why don't you take a good 2 handfuls of my breast while I milk your cock, sweet boy? Oh, your hands are so gentle. Oh, it's okay, baby, it's okay. You can be rougher. I'm not fragile like the girls your age. I'm a woman, so treat me like one, okay? Really, man, handle these big breasts, baby. Hey, I'll expose my nipples to the cold air. Not like you haven't seen my breasts before anyway, so remember yesterday? Oh, you see how hard my nipples are for you. That's just from stroking your... I knew you wanted me for some time now. This trip only made it so obvious. I mean, what? Letting me slip your hands between my thighs. On the pine. Pretending to be flustered when you saw me naked. Then... you put your hands on me at the drop of a hat. I ask you to massage me. Fuck. Just like that. Oh, just like how you're doing to my breast. Oh. Oh. Then you fall apart like putty when I practically stroked you off on the slopes. Oh, what's this? What is this? Taking your hands off my breast to grab my hips and what's this? Thrusting up into my hands. I know that move. You're ready to come, aren't you? This is your first orgasm with a woman, a real woman. After all, don't hold back on my account. I want to feel this cock twitch and pulse in my hand as I drain you for every last drop in these balls. So do it. Come for mommy. Be a good boy and spill that hot load into the water. Feel the warmth of the water. And the warmth of my touch swimming around your cock. And fuck, you're coming to my hand. Are you come? Oh, boy. Gosh, you're so cute when you're about to come. Head thrown back, mouth wide open like you just want to cry out. But you don't want anyone to hear you, do you? Don't you worry. I have more plans for you inside. But you need to be a good boy for mommy. And come in my hand first. You do that for me, baby. I'm gonna come in my hand for the first time, like the good boy you are. And there you go. Yes, yes, yes. Come for me. Come for me. That's it. That's it. Put your face in my neck. Waffle out those moves. You. Hey. Fuck. Oh. Look at your cum floating on top of the water. Oh, no, don't worry. The jacuzzi will filter it out. At least, I hope. Come here. Let's get out of this water. It's way too hot in here. If we continue in here, we just might faint on top of each other. help me get my top back on, please. I think I heard Brian come back in earlier. He should be going to straight to sleep, though, but just in case. Thank you. Let's go on. There he is, sleeping on the couch. Shh. Don't want to wake him up. Did you just slap my ass? Naughty boy. I've got something for you. Come on. You know where my room is. Be quiet, be quiet. Inside at last. Pull those pants back down. And you, sit on the bed. I've been itching to feel this cock on my tongue since having it in my hands. What? Were you expecting me to go easy on you, were you? Not after that show of you slapping my ass in front of my sleeping son. This is your punishment. That's enough for now. I only wanted a taste after all. Now you, lay back, sweet boy. I'm gonna show you what it's like to come inside of a woman for the first time. A condom? No, you don't have to worry about that. Remember, all those parts of me are gone. We can have all the fun we want. Now stay still, lie still. You know, most girls would get on their backs and have you do all the work. But when you're dealing with a woman, a real woman, she shows you how to get things done. Don't worry, I'm not gonna sink all the way down immediately. I remember your version. You just might come if I slam down on you too quickly. But just feel my warm pussy slowly encapsulate you. Take you in ever so slowly, sinking down on your pulsing. Oh, look at that. Already halfway in. And you're taking my pussy so well, sweet boy. Hey, look at me, look at me. Don't close those eyes. Be with me in the moment that I make you a man, a real man. And, all the way in. Fuck. You feel that? My pussy clenching around you, doing everything in its power to squeeze that come out of you. I know you just came, but you're going to come again. And I'm gonna get you there. I'm gonna ride your cock and get that orgasm that's fighting inside you. Besides, you still haven't made me come yet, sweet boy. You know, you're truly only not a virgin once you've made someone else come. I keep forgetting we have to be a little quiet. It's a shame, it's a shame my son came back. I was really looking forward to hear those mews and moans of pleasure now that we're in the privacy of this cabin. But I can't have you moaning too loud now, can we? Wouldn't want to wake him with you. So how about you just moan into my mouth? In the hot tub and pull me down, me to my hips halfway, bouncing on your cock, be a good boy, and fuck me back. That's it, good boy. You're a fast learner. You know, these dynamics is the best this way. Men peak sexually in their 20s, and women peak sexually in their 30s and 40s. This is how it's supposed to be. An experienced, refined mommy taking a good boy's cock. Just like this. Fuck, that's so close. Can you tell? I know you can. I know you can. You can feel me tightening around you, can't you? Are you close to? Wanna be a good boy and fill up mommy with your cum? Take your virginity the right way and come deep inside me. Then do it. Grab me by my hips and slam that cock back into me when you come. Oh, when you come, I'm gonna press down nice and firm so that cum fills me deep, okay? Can you do that for me, baby? Do it for me, baby. Give me your cum and make mommy come around your cock. I wanna come with you for the first time so bad. Look at me, don't look away, look at me. I wanna see those eyes roll back as you come deep inside me, baby. Fuck. Don't be tough. Come on, baby. Come on. I feel your clock pulsating inside me. Yes. Now just hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, I wanna get a few more drugs. Fuck. Ooh. That's a good boy. Good boy, you did so, so well for me, baby. Did you enjoy your first time? I know you weren't expecting it to be with your best friend's mom, but I mean, who else would be tender with you like I was? I'm glad I got to share this moment with you. Come here. Look at you. You look so drained. Oh my gosh. How about we get you in a nice warm bath, okay? I can join you too if you'd like. Yeah, you'd like that? Me too, sweet boy. Come on. Let's get you all cleaned up.